Thanks so much for tuning in to Premeditated, a podcast production of the Hammer Law Firm. Each week, we provide listeners with insights into the inner workings of the criminal justice system. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the timeline of criminal cases. There are several stages of criminal cases which are very similar in both state and federal court. In this episode, we're going to be oversimplifying the stages of the criminal justice system to give you a general understanding of what occurs during a criminal case and how long those stages can take. The first thing we want to make explicitly clear is that no two criminal cases are the same. Every case has its own factual differences, which makes each case different from another. Even two cases with co-defendants, that is, two people charged with the exact same crime, has differences because each defendant's story about how their specific involvement and how everything played out will be different from the other defendant.
So the first stage that we encounter in this timeline is the arrest and charging. Now, the arrest is that may not even really be the beginning of the case. You may have some knowledge of an investigation happening before an arrest. And we actually provide a service which we call our pre-indictment service, which there has been some information already put out to you on our podcast. We encourage you to take a look at it. But if you believe that you've been a suspect in a crime or being investigated, certainly give us a call and reach out because we can help you even before an arrest or charging. But the process itself begins at the time of the arrest and charging. Now, once you're arrested, you may get charged right away, that is within 24 hours, or as we've talked about in yet another podcast, you may be released pending application of warrant, and you may not get charged for some time. We've had clients who are not charged for a year or more after they are initially arrested. So things can be very dynamic where charged shortly after you are arrested, you know, that day, within a day or two, or within a week or so, or it may take actually a great deal of time. The longer it takes, the more significant the investigation by law enforcement, but also many times the better news it is for you because the investigation has gone stale. There's other cases that are more important for the police to look at, etc. So once this initial stage has begun, we can move along then to the second stage.
This is the discovery phase. This is where the state provides the discovery to the defendant and their attorney. This stage generally takes a few weeks to maybe several months. Your attorney will go through the discovery with a fine-tooth comb. Then we come show the defendant the discovery. After discussing all of the discovery with our clients, we will together make the decision on whether or not we think it's in our client's best interest to file any pretrial motions. These motions generally include either motions to suppress evidence or identification. This stage also includes us collecting evidence of our own. The evidence we generally collect comes in the form of either taking depositions or hiring private investigators to interview witnesses and collect other physical evidence. After our evidence is collected, after any depositions are taken, and we make that decision on whether or not we're going to file any pretrial motions, the discovery stage concludes and we move on to the third stage, which is negotiations.
And you can tell from Matt's discussion on the discovery phase or stage here, is that it's an extremely important stage because it really helps us to determine whether or not it might be in your best interest to take this case to trial or to go ahead and enter into negotiations. And with respect to negotiations, if we believe it is in your best interest for us to go ahead and see if we can go ahead and resolve this case with prosecuting attorneys, and we get permission from you to go ahead and enter into those negotiations, we will sit down and begin a conversation with the prosecuting attorney, and perhaps, if necessary, with their immediate supervisor or with the appointed prosecuting attorney himself or herself, if the case requires that. The important thing to remember is the stage is incredibly nuanced. That is, as Matt has already described, every case is different, and you really want a seasoned litigator who understands the mitigating factors that we can argue on your behalf, some of the weaknesses in the trial, so that we can go in and have a conversation as we do on a daily basis to try to go ahead and negotiate a positive resolution for your case. More than 90% of the cases that we get are resolved through a plea agreement, through negotiations and a plea agreement. So again, the talent of your defense attorney to engage in this process and get a good resolution for you is very, very important.
If we can't come to a resolution with negotiations, we start prepping the case for trial. If the case is going to trial, it can take quite a bit longer. The trial will be placed onto the court's trial calendar, and the trial will occur whenever the court has an opening. With COVID backlogging all of the court's trial calendar, this stage has been taking much longer than normal. Typical trial dates we've been getting for cases that are currently pending in Missouri state courts are about, you know, fall of 2022 or early 2023 even. Sometimes this can work in a defendant's favor because it allows them to remain out on bond and can give us more time to investigate their case. For others, this is extremely frustrating. There are guys sitting down in the St. Louis City Justice Center right now that have been waiting 2, 3, sometimes even 4 years for their case to go to trial.
In conclusion, we just want to make sure that it has become clear to you that communication between us and our clients is extremely important to us, because this stages of a criminal action can take fairly long, and it is absolutely important for our clients to understand what's going on at each stage of these proceedings, each phase that we're going through. And so we make it part of our process to routinely be in contact with our clients and let them know where we're at and what to expect next.
If you're looking for help with your case, please feel free to reach out and give us a call, and also stay tuned for more episodes. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon.